Good morning, children. Old Capmeister here. Cappy, oh, you dressed up? Are you dressing up because the seminars start? No, I'm dressing up because I got to fly out. I'll give you a little hint. Little free minimalism tip. Are you guys ready? I'm going to save you lots of money over the course of your life. Okay. So back in the before time when I actually had to fly out and do interviews and work for someone else, you'd always have to pack a suit. Well, if you pack a suit, now that's an extra thing of baggage and luggage you got to carry on the plane. And I would just wear my suit out to the place. And then I didn't have to have two pieces of luggage and I'd save myself. Well, back then maybe it was 25, 30 bucks. Nowadays, it's saving 50 bucks. Look at that. Look at that. So I'm flying out today and I put on this ridiculous outfit because girls think it's pretty, but who am I to, okay, fine. It keeps me warm. But that's all we're here to talk about, my fashion or how to save money on flights. We are here to talk about the minimalism course that I have offered through Teachable for now for, gosh, half a year, six, seven, 8 months. And the October course class is now open. The link is down below. If you are having trouble with your finances, spending more than you make, spending more than you should, you like to spend less than you make, and mainly your goal is not to become a boomer where you have no money, I have to reverse mortgage my house. I don't know how many times I saw it back. Many. It's like almost 20. Yeah, this was 20 years ago. Can you imagine me how happy and naive I was 20 years ago? So 20 years ago, even then I was doing finance seminars and I was teaching people how to invest online and and then people would come in and I'd say, hey, tell us a little bit about yourself. And the number of people I had, I'm fill in late 50s, early 60s number here. 58, 61. It's time to get serious about retirement. I'm like, the time for that was back when you were my age. It's over. And I found many and different adroit and polite ways of telling them, you're going to work till you're dead because you were a moron and you didn't save your money. And so you can't save money if you piss it all away because you have a spending problem. And just like all other forms of addiction, spending, namely consumption and materialism, is a form of addiction. And I'm no therapist because therapists, if you haven't noticed, don't solve any problems. So it's not like I'm really claiming anything. But I got an idea. I got an idea, guys. And I put together on how to become a minimalist course, which is now available to the link down below. It is $450. It will remain $450 because everyone keeps, they get so upset because I don't need the money. Why? Because I'm a minimalist. This is all gravy on the top for me. I mean, I'm not making a million. I'm no Donovan Sharp or anything like that or Modern Life John. But I make a little bit of scratch. I make a little bit of spending money, a little bit more spending money. But I don't need it. So it's going to stay at this price, maybe even go up if people keep coming. I can't believe yo, bro, I'm a millionaire and this is dumb. All right. Egg accounts. All right. So I think I'll just keep it up there to keep irking and agitating all the right people. But I will tell you now, as you know, I'm no economist. But it might be worth $450 for you. That's the price. And it's going to be plus tax because now the states are starting to collect tax. Don't complain to me. Complain to the Marxists and the leftists and the Democrats. You guys keep voting in to raise your taxes. So if you don't have sales tax, then it's still $450. But if it's, you know, you got a sales tax, it's very much likely going to be above $500. But that's all right. You know why? Because Cappy cares. Cappy cares. You know how much he cares? I, even though I don't need the money, I'm giving a discount if you use discount code or promo code Cappy, C-A-P-P-Y, capitalize it all because that's how I programmed it into the thing. It should work either way, but you know, just so not to waste your time. You get $50 off, see, and then that pays for the taxes, hopefully. And then I've only allowed for 10 of those. So the first 10 people to sign up get the Cappy discount. And then today's proceeds from the, what will it, everyone likes, you know, where does the money go? And it goes to really sexy things like wheelbarrows and shovels and storage devices. Because if you didn't know, Cappy moved into a house, first house I've lived in quite some time. God, yeah, first real, not until, oh no, because I always had duplexes or triplexes. I was living in a basement. But like my first real legit house, like with the garage, so my cars don't have an inch of snow and ice on top of them like they did in Minnesota all the time. Chiseling away, then you learn the technique, take hot water, pour that. That's how you get off that ice. That's how you get rid of it. And also, like, oh, dang, there's a house. And now I got to buy things like wheelbarrows and weed whackers and other really sexy things. So that's where the proceeds go. And I don't know. I'm kind of caught up. Dare I even be able to spend it on fun stuff? I think probably now we start funding purchasing property overseas as a plan B. That might be it. Anyway, if you're interested, classes down below. It is open for enrollment now until 11:59 and 59 seconds on the 24th. So the 21st, 22nd, 23rd, 24th. Oh, do I have to finish it by that time? No, you have 45 days to complete the class. So you're in no rush. And it's, I don't know, 10 hours of video. Basically, take notes. There's a PowerPoint presentation you can download so you don't have to take notes. You're darn right. It hasn't. College. This is a suit that I had back. Come on, give me credit, ECT. I still fit in suits back when I was 20 years old. Come on, man. Come on. You got to give me credit on that. Of course, a lot of that had not having food back in the times. So, and I learned to get by on two meals a day. he's accurate. He ain't wrong. Anyway, so the link is down below. You can sign up. You have 45 days to complete the class. I don't think anyone. Oh, and so you can sign up there. If you've signed up for the Clary School of Economic Philosophy is what I grandiosely named the school. On the Teachable. This is all through Teachable, by the way, and they make you name your school. Yeah, this sounds arrogant and important. you sign up through the school, and I will send out an email. Send out one email. Say, hey, it's open now. Although you could sign up directly through this. But for those of you who've signed up for the school, yet not the class, I'll be sending you an email, a notification. And that's about it. Ice knows too much Chiron furniture to get to Curlsa. How much time? I got time. I'll tell you a quick story. So I was working security. I can't say who and I can't say where and I can't say when. But it was really rich people, or so you thought, because I had to protect a really nice building they were building and they had built. And and it was like, okay, only certain vehicles allowed on the premises. You sit here in your truck. Don't go to the house. Don't go to the building. Don't come to the commercial. Just stay there. What if the alarms go off? No, you stay there. So all of a sudden, there's like some moving trucks moving in a ton of furniture. I'm like, oh, okay, they're bringing furniture in. And then there was an event that evening where all the hoity-toities showed up. And that evening, all the fancy vehicles were lining up. And I sat there in my truck. I watched all the fancy rich people go into the building, and all the fancy rich people left later on that evening. And it was a 12-hour shift. And sure enough, like 7, 8 a.m. rolls around. Also, the moving trucks are coming, and instead of bringing in more stuff, they're taking the stuff away. And I had a whoa, what are you doing? I was like, we're taking the furniture. I'm like, what do you mean? You just like they rented the furniture, and I got on the horn with my boss. He says, oh, yeah, I forgot. They just rented the furniture. I'm like, so they don't have the money. They get all this fancy glitz and glamour. They couldn't afford furniture. Just so, I mean, anytime you see people with nice things, you know what they needed to part with in order to get those nice things? Money. People with nice things have nice things. They usually don't have money. So, Mr. Smarty Pants giving me guff for my 26-year-old jacket? Yes. Yes, I have a 26-year-old jacket I still fit into, and I look very sharp. Sharp enough for me. But should I rent furniture to get? Yes, you should rent furniture to get the girls. That's how you do it. All right. There you go. We'll see you guys later. Toodles.